It's the weekend anglers have been waiting for, the opening of the 2016 fishing season. Joining me to talk all things fish is Mike Carey with the Department of Natural Resources. Mike, not only is it an exciting time of year, but I bet you folks are busy.
Boy, it is kind of crazy out there. When you're talking about 500,000 people, adults, kids, grandpas, grandmas, moms, dads, 500,000 people are going to be on our lakes on the opener, you know, come rain or come shine, because us Minnesotans, we don't care if it's raining or snowing or anything else out there that Mother Nature throws at us. But, it's such a tradition. It's such a great place to be with friends and families, and 500,000 of them do that.
And about how many licenses do you folks sell each year?
Well, we look at like a 1.4 million of total anglers, and of that, 1.1 million are residents, another 300,000 are non-residents. And then if you throw in the kids who don't need a license, if you're under 16, then we're probably sitting around right around 2 million, and it really doesn't vary much. It may early in the year because of weather conditions and stuff like that, but for the most part, we're right around 2 million anglers in the state every year.
And when you think of all those people hitting the lakes, buying licenses, going to motels, resorts, and I could go on and on and on with the ripple effect, this has to be a pretty big economic boost for Minnesota.
Oh, absolutely. When we're talking $878 million just in state sales tax, that's an incredible amount. And then when you think about all the jobs that are out there, boat manufacturers, guides, tackle shops, tackle manufacturers, resorts, retailers out there, and all the people that work in these areas. I mean, we're talking about a huge economic impact here in the state of Minnesota.
My family's had a cabin on Lake Minnewaska since, I think it's been about since the mid-70s or so. So I have many fond memories of fishing with my dad and then, of course, watching my mom fry him up for dinner. Mike, do you have any memories that jump out at you, especially this time of year?
Yeah, I've got so many memories. My dad was from Ely, and I was lucky enough that I lived just south of Mille Lacs on the shores there. And one of my favorite memories is every year Dad would help us and pick night crawlers and worms, and on the side of the road, 169, with all the vehicles going through my hometown of Malacca, here we are, a couple of kids and a couple other competitor kids, we're all selling worms on the side of the road and making good enough bucks that we could buy our own fishing rods and reels and bikes and stuff like that. So I've got lots of many fine memories and probably some bad knees because of picking all those night crawlers.
Well, I'm jealous because we never were able to find night crawlers as a kid. We always found the skinny ones, but nothing too substantial. Well, Mike, I'm going to try to put you on the spot here. Can you name the state's top 10 biggest lakes?
The Upper and Lower Red Lake at over 2,800. Just over a quarter million acres. There we go. Let's do it that way. And with Mille Lacs being second at 132 acres, Leech Lake, Winnebagoche, Vermilion, Cabotogama, Mud Lake in Marshall County, Cass Lake, Lake Minnetonka, and Ottertail rounding out the top 10 size lakes in Minnesota.
And, you know, do you think people, I guess, you know, when you're from Minnesota, we say the land of 10,000 lakes. So is that truly how many lakes we have in Minnesota?
No, we have more. We actually have 11,842 lakes of 10 acres or more. So it's a huge number. But of those lakes, 5,400 of them are actually managed for fishing. And of those, there's 1,350 walleye lakes. And of that, 250 of them are natural lakes, and 1,100 of them are stocked. So we here at the DNR are very busy at this time of year, you know, making sure that everybody's got a really quality fishing experience that once they do hit the lakes.
You know, when we talk about a quality experience, fishing is also very important to rural Minnesota, I'm assuming, as well, especially when it comes to the economy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's 70 million travelers that go through the state, and many of them are spending time in small-town Minnesota. You know, that's the unique thing about our state, and we're very fortunate to have the natural resources that we do, whether you're biking or hiking or fishing or camping or hunting. We've got it all here, and that's why I love this state, and that's why so many other travelers do love the lakes and fields here that in forests that we have here in Minnesota.
Okay, Mike, I have to try to stump you again. Can you name the top 10 most common lake names in Minnesota?
It's going to be no surprise, but Mud Lake, Long Lake, Rice Lake, Bass, Round, Horseshoe, Twin, Island Lake, Johnson, and Spring Lake. Those are the 10 most common, and it's just unbelievable that, you know, we talk about 11,000 lakes, but there's a lot of those lakes that are repeats. But there's also another little piece of trivia here. There's four counties with no natural lakes in them, and that would be Maurer, Olmsted, Pipestone, and Rock Lake.
And who said you didn't learn something new every day? Well, Mike, I'm about out of time. Any final thoughts here?
Well, I'd just like to make sure that everybody's really safe. Make sure you wear your life jacket. That water's cold out there, and you can get hypothermia very quickly. Make sure you get your license. Make sure your boat is ready to go, and make sure you learn how to back up that trailer into the lakes. That's always a challenge.
Mike, that's what dads are for.
That's exactly right, but you can help them a little bit. You can help them a little bit, too. But make sure you get your license and register that boat, but please be safe out there and take somebody with you who may not normally get that opportunity, because if you don't, who will?
Thanks again to my guest, Mike Curie, with the DNR. Back to you, Scott.